We discussed that you have several, various influences in life. And we thought that society is quite a big influence in, what you want to do and what path you want to take. Because you sort of observe society and you sort of see people in certain areas and you sort of fit yourself into where you want to be, what sort of people you want to surround yourself by, and what things that you can do to make a change and what paths that you need to do to make that change. Also, the fact that doing what you love, that advice that many of us have been given, you know, do something that you love. If you do something you love, then you're more likely to research on it and you're likely to open more doors. But if you don't do something that you love, you're less likely to find the doors and you sort of close yourself off for more opportunities because you're not happy in that career, so you're not striving for more. And we also thought that you are also your own influence because you need to be self-motivated in order to get to where you want to be in life. And for other people, in terms of teaching, teachers are quite big influences because they open you to career paths by teaching a subject in a way that you like. So they sort of inspire you and teach you, you know, the great things about that subject. So you feel that that's what you want to pursue. And we also did say parents, but in a sense of it's the advice that they give you and the talks that you can have with them. But if they don't understand sort of where you're coming from and why you want to go somewhere, then there's a bit of indifference that hinders them as an influence because they're not quite sure where you want to go. And then you become a bit unsure about where you want to go. So I think that was about it, really. Oh, and the future, the idea of the future.
The first one was media. We said that media had an influence on how we perceive stereotypes and that. So Rebecca said that media influenced that she wanted to be in the police force because she watched a lot of factual programs, so documentaries and the validity of it. But then a negative point of media is that there's many stereotypes on there and it's very unreliable, the information that it provides. And the second one was fear, because it's balanced, there's fear of success and fear of failure, it's a bit of a balance. And then there's faith. He said that faith drives us and supports us, so you could go to church for support and it also influences, but then there's restrictions on what your faith will allow you to do. So and then there was school also influences us, such as teachers. Teachers can be very trustworthy and they can give us one-to-one tuition, but at the same time they can give us false hope and they're very biased. So they're not realistic sometimes, so they're not gonna be blunt with you. They can be very biased. And then the one was perception of oneself. The positive of this is you want to make yourself proud and do it for you. And we said this links in with self-motivation, but the negative point of this is you may lack confidence and hold yourself back. And the other influence is the government, their expectations and their pressure may influence on what we want to do in the future. So the government, they put a lot of funding into schemes and a lot of students want to go into these schemes because the government are funding it, but it's not actually what they want to do. It's just basically where the work is, sort of thing.